God, if it's no more than just a thought of encouragement that you receive from the speakers, but be open, praise God. Whoever or wherever you go to hear speakers or to worship, always look to receive something. Receive something. Don't come away empty-handed, praise God. God didn't send you to those distances just to come in the same way that you're going to go out, praise God. Amen. Always look to receive something. So our first speaker tonight is Evangelist Erica Fulbright. God bless you, Evangelist Erica Fulbright. And before you get started, Evangelist Erica, Evangelist Stephanie, would you be the timekeeper for me?
Yes, Bishop.
Yes, we give them 20 minutes, and normally Elder James is our timekeeper, and he called and let us know that him and his wife went to the doctors, and they're just now leaving in the L.A. area, and more than likely they're going to be caught up in that traffic. I hope not, but he asked to be excused, and that's understandable, praise God. So non-Californians, you pray for California. They didn't shut down the 10 freeway, and it's like a madhouse, and people trying to get redirected on how to get to work and how to get home, praise God. Amen. So at this time, without further ado, we're going to give you Evangelist Erica Fulbright. God bless you, Evangelist Erica.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you for the opportunity. I want to say that just to share the space with you, your Bible line. So we praise God for the word tonight. God has me to talk about the subject of time.
Time?
Yes.
Praise God. Sorry about that. Yes. I just want to make sure I hear you.
Yes. So, yes, I definitely want to talk about time. That's where God has me parked tonight.
Bless
the
you.
Importance of time, how we spend our time, how we utilize our time. We now have just about 45 days left in this year before we cross over to 2024. Yes, it's like you blink and it's another minute. You blink again, it's another year.
Oh, my Lord. Unbelievable. Yes.
Yes. So I stumbled across this poem that I want to share, and that's what inspired this message tonight. And it's a poem called Wasted Time by a person, her name is Linda Mitchell. And it's as follows. When if in time you continually wait, wasting time given, prone only to hesitate, all in your life's desire will never take place when all you do was procrastinate. Time passing quickly, even though you thought not. Then you wake up one morning, and all you see is all you've got. Piles of regrets, with some tossed-in worries and woes, with tons of other baggage of life now in tow. But merrily on in life you did go, and all for what? Life is so out of control. Gaining nothing and keeping none, just passing life's time is the only thing you've done. No need now for deep concern, for it has all come down to this, that all you can do now before the end, my friend, is sit regretfully and just reminisce. So tonight, the title of my message is Redeeming My Time.
Praise
and my
God.
Subject of this message is quality over quantity.
My Lord.
And I'll repeat that. The title of my message is Redeeming My Time. Subtopic is quality over quantity.
Excellent.
And the scripture reading that I'll be reading from is going to come from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 through 20. And this passage of scripture that I want to talk about is living in the Holy Spirit's power.
Oh, bless you.
So I'm going to start reading at verse 15, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those that are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. And I'm reading out the New Living Translation just for our understanding.
Yes, yes.
Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs amongst yourselves, and make music to the Lord in your hearts, and give thanks to everything the God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I thank God for his word in terms of time. Every moment, every day, we are operating in time. We wake up, our alarm clock goes off. Some of us get ready for work. Some get ready for school. Some getting ready to eat breakfast. Some are dropping off kids to school. Some are in traffic, as we see Elder Coleman is right now, trying to get to their various destinations. All of our choices in our day, we map out, we plan out, we seek out. Sometimes we get so busy, it seems not enough hours in the day. Some days we miss deadlines, appointments, special moments, gatherings, meetings, so on and so forth. Sometimes we miss the opportunity to kiss our loved ones goodbye for the last time, or to simply wish them a blessed day when they leave out the door. Sometimes we forget to call and talk to a friend that we haven't heard from in a long time. Our children grow up, and we miss those precious moments in their lives because of life's responsibilities. Husbands and wives miss taking much-needed trips and vacation with each other because of challenging work and life schedules preventing them from connecting with one another.
Yes, yes.
Teenagers miss quality time with their family and their peers because they are consumed by their cell phones and other electronic devices. Our adult children miss the opportunity to spend quality time with their aging parents because they have begun living on their own, away from their parents, paying bills, creating their own family unit, and living their best life. Even more disturbing, some of us never get the opportunity to talk to our Father in regards to our day for direction and wisdom. Some, unfortunately, just sleep their days away. They party or wasted their day doing absolutely nothing productive. On every grave marker, there are two dates, your birth date and your death date.
Say it, yes.
In between those dates are a tiny little dash. That tiny little dash in between your birth date and your death date is the most important time on your grave marker. It's the time that you lived on this earth.
Yes,
right now, you are living in that tiny little dash.
Wow.
Your dash is your time. God wants us to be reminded to be careful how you are spending your time. We don't know what our expiration date is, but we definitely know, as life is lifing, we are currently living out our dash. Our time.
Yes, yes.
While we're in that dash, we want to make sure that we are utilizing our time properly. I want to draw to your attention my key verse, Ephesians 5 and 16. The Apostle Paul is warning the Ephesian church to make the most of every opportunity that God has given us in this time. Paul is reminding us to take advantage of the time that we have left. In the scripture, Paul is not only reminding us of our time, but Paul is taking the Ephesian church out of one time and placing them in a new time. Okay, let me back up. I know you're probably wondering, what is she talking about?
Oh, no.
The scripture is talking about being foolish and being wise, right?
Yes, yes.
And that is correct. But he has taken us from one time into another time.
Yes, bless her, Lord.
So I'll break it down. There are two types of time, chronos and kairos. Chronos and kairos are both Greek terminologies for time. Although both terms refer to a measurement of time, they are both distinctively different. As believers, we have to make sure that we're operating in the right time. So with that said, allow me to break down the times that we are currently dealing with. Chronos is the system of the sequential relation that any event has to each other, as in the past, present, or future. It is the indefinite and continuous duration that is regarded as which events succeed one another. Chronos time is chronological measurements of measurable time. It is a quantitative measurement or an exact time, such as seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, etc. It is the universal time set by man to establish order, chronology, and the next sequence of events to come. On the contrary, Kairos is the Greek terminology for a propitious or favorable moment for decision or action. It's an appointed time, a special moment, a time set apart or established. Kairos, on the contrary to Chronos, says this is the time. The time is now. It is an opportune time. It's God's time. Chronos time is universal, but Kairos time is a time that God gave you. For example, my birthday is February 1st, 1975. Chronos time says that on February 1st, 1975, that time has already passed. Chronos says at this point, I will have to wait yet another 12 months, 52 weeks, 365 days, 8,760 hours, 525,600 minutes, for my birthday to occur again.
Say it.
But on the contrary, Kairos says right now is my birthday. My birthday is today. It says right now is the appointed time of my birth date. Now is the time to birth, to develop, and to create. So I don't have to wait until February 1st to roll back in 2024, and it doesn't mean that I've missed my birth date because it's now 2023 and my birthday was in 1975, that date has already passed. Kairos surpasses all time and space as we know it in our measurement of time and makes the time now. The appointed time of God is now.
Say it.
See, we often get stuck in the seconds, minutes, hours, date schedules, and miss the opportune time of God. There is a saying that the graveyard is filled with so much purpose because
right.
So many people left this world with their works undone.
Say it. That's true.
That is because so many believers did not realize the time was Kairos, the appointed time, and not Chronos time.
Mm-hmm.
As believers, we have to be wise in the last and evil days that we are living in. Paul reminds the Ephesian church to be wise. Wise in a biblical sense means to be prepared. We have to be a prepared people. We have to submit ourselves to God to be connected in the Holy Spirit, that we begin to move out of our flesh and begin to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Bless her, Lord.
So that
bless
we can understand what the Lord wants for us to do.
Yes.
For the Lord tells us in Jeremiah 29:11, God knows the plans he has for us. Plans of good and not of evil. Plans of a hope and a future. Not our plans, but God's plans. See, we make plans, we make agendas and schedules, but oftentimes we miss the Kairos time, God's time, because we're operating in Chronos time, which is, like I mentioned earlier, is the universal time set by man. When we operate in Chronos, we are operating in whatever the universe throws at us, because that's universal time.
Yes.
Whatever
yes.
the cards that we're dealt with. But when we're in Kairos time, hallelujah, we are
bless
tapping
Lord,
into God's
you.
Time.
Yes,
we are focusing
yes.
on the Kairos time. We build up the Issachar anointing within us. Ah!
Yes. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Yes.
What is the Issachar anointing? Let me tell you about the sons of Issachar. The sons of Issachar could decipher the times that they were living in. First Chronicles 12 and 32 says, and the children of Issachar were men that understood the times to know what Israel ought to do. And the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. The sons of Issachar were the smallest tribe of Israel, but the Bible says they were the most effective because these men had an understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. The tribe of Issachar's mantle was one of scholarship. They studied not just the stars and mathematics, but the Torah, the word, as well. First Chronicles 12 and 32 also adds that 200 men of Issachar became prominent members of the Sanhedrin, the religious judicial body in ancient Israel. These men studied the word so that they could discern what God wanted them to do.
Bless your Lord.
As believers, we have to recognize that now is the time to study, to show ourselves approved. A workman need to not be ashamed of the gospel. We must study our word daily to know what God wants for us to do in these last and evil days. It is imperative for us to not operate in our emotions, but in the strength of the Holy Spirit, so that we can discern our Kairos time. When we are functioning in Kairos, we are being wise, using every opportunity to allow God to lead us and guide us. Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 30, talks about the three men with the talents. Two of those men, they doubled their talents that their master gave them, but the third man was fearful, quote-unquote, in his flesh, so he hid his talent in the ground. His master rebuked him and commanded him to give his only talent to the man that earned the most, the one that earned the 10 talents, and commanded him to be thrown in the darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The master rebuked his servant because he was in chronos and missed the opportunity to be a blessing.
Yes, yes.
The servant couldn't discern what time he was in, and the master couldn't use him or trust him with a blessing. For much is given, much is required.
That's right.
Elder Coleman even taught on this very subject last Thursday, seize the moment. The man with the one talent could have seized the moment if he was in the Kairos time of God to yield a return to be a blessing if he operated in the spirit instead of his flesh. When we are in Kairos time, we are living in a time of expectation.
Yes,
we are tapping into the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
Kairos times allows us to look forward to a blessing. When we yield to the Holy Spirit, He uses us to utilize every opportunity to obtain the blessing God has for us. I also must note that in Kairos, our behavior and our language has to change. I remember when I was pregnant with my daughter, how my language and my behavior changed from eating junk food and drinking Red Bulls to, I can't do that.
Yes.
I can't drink soda. I can't drink Red Bulls and coffee. I'm expecting.
That's right.
I need to
drink
more water. I need to drink more fruits and vegetables. I'm expecting a baby. I'm expecting my blessing.
That's right.
I can't stay up late and party. I need to get my rest. I'm expecting my baby any day now.
That's right.
My daughter is due to come. Sean and I decided to name our daughter Ariel. We are very intentional in naming her. In Hebrew, her name means Lion of God.
Wow, that's good.
People of God, what are you expecting from God in this Kairos time? What do you expect to call your blessing? Are you living in Kairos? Are you living in expectation? Are you making wise use of your time? Are we getting drunk on wine, as Paul warns us against in the scripture? Wine is not just alcohol, Sapes. Are we getting drunk on Facebook, drunk on working these jobs, drunk on shopping, drunk on gossiping, watching Netflix? Are we preparing ourselves like the sons of Issachar, studying God's word, praying, fasting, so that we know what God wants us to do? How many of us, when COVID-19 hit, knew that what the Lord wanted us to do, when the church was screaming, where are the prophets? Where are the pastors?
Yes.
How come nobody told us? How come no one knew that this was coming? No!
Yes.
Where was your preparation? Where was your discernment? Where was your study? Where was your praying and fasting?
Yes.
It's the Kairos time for praying, fasting, and knowing his word. Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
How many of us in COVID use the Kairos time in COVID to prepare our finances, to buy a house, to start a business, to write a book, to return back to school, to get loans paid off? How many of us are trying to do things in our own strength, operating in Chronos time, not yielding to his word, Isaiah 43 and 19? The prophet says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Many people in COVID lost jobs in COVID. But people operating in Kairos was able to hear God tell them that this is the time to build. This is the time to sell. This is the time to grow. This is the time to start my business. Yes, I got laid off, but I'm going to start my own business. I'm going to, God made a stream. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Bless her.
Do you not perceive it that it springs forth? He made a way in the wilderness. Cairo says today is your day of birth to create, to build.
Yes.
Paul says, don't be drunk, saints. Don't be drunk on fear, sleep, complacency, lack. That's Chronos time. Time that is quantity. Time where there's you're constantly trying to beat the clock before time runs out. Kairos is quality time.
Huh? Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I'll say it again. Chronos time is a time of toil. You're trying to beat that clock. I'll tell you, where there is toil, there is no oil. Is the time. We are designed, appointed for greatness.
Yes. Yes.
So in conclusion, I just want to encourage each and every person on this line, let's be good stewards of our time. Let's operate in the spirit and be wise by using every opportunity to seize the Kairos moment of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
We don't want to miss the opportunity God has in store for us. We don't want to be like the five foolish virgins scrambling for oil and begging others for their oil. We have to position ourselves in Kairos time.
Yes.
Now is the time to not.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, God, to be in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
We can no longer be in Chronos time, universal time, the man's time, quantity time, limited time, but redeem our time in Kairos. The quality time of God, God's appointed time, by making good use of our time. So let's stop procrastinating and be the better stewards of God's time. And I will leave you with this. Procrastination is the arrogant assumption that God owes you another chance to do tomorrow what he gave you the chance to do today.
Excellent.
Amen.
Bless
that is my message. God bless you. I hope this message blesses you and encourages you to expect some awesome things in God, in Kairos time. Amen.
Yes, yes. We praise God for that beautiful message, praise God, and the importance of it, time, the importance of time.